This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will come to an end this evening. Political heavyweights are on a marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies to garner support for their party candidates. Polling in this phase will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties will hold roadshows and public meetings today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will address public meetings in Basti and Lucknow today. Yesterday, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Mumbai. He expressed confidence of winning a record number of seats. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge assured that Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar's constitution will remain intact under all circumstances and that the citizens of India will not allow the situation to become like that of some other countries. Addressing at India Bloc rally in BKC in Mumbai, he alleged that the Union government is using the ED, CBI and Income Tax Department to imprison opponents. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a gathering in Baliya district, affirming that the BJP is poised to come to power for the third consecutive term. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi campaigned jointly in favour of Kishorilal Sharma, the Congress candidate from Amethi, who is contesting against Smriti Irani. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati addressed a political gathering in Pratapgarh district and attacked on BJP and Congress. She said that both the parties are indulging in corruption. Today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address rallies in Ambala and Sonipat in Haryana. Banto Kataria, wife of former Union Minister late Ratankal Kataria, is the party candidate from Ambala, while Mohan Lal Badoli is contesting from Sonipat. The polling in Haryana will be held on 25th of May. Later, Mr. Modi will address a rally in the national capital. In Punjab, after withdrawal of nominations for Lok Sabha elections, a total of 328 candidates are left in the fray. A total of 466 candidates had filed 598 nomination papers. Voting in the state is to be held on the 1st of June in the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi has rebutted the claims of Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal in the alleged misconduct by the Chief Minister's PA case. Addressing the media yesterday, she claimed that a video has surfaced which disproves Swati Maliwal's claims. She accused the BJP of hatching a conspiracy in this case. Swati Maliwal has lodged a complaint against Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's PA Vibhav Kumar, alleging misconduct with her. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over northwest, central and eastern part of the country for the next few days. Maximum temperature in many parts over these areas are expected to increase gradually by about 2 to 4 degrees Celsius for the next 3 to 4 days. These conditions have also commenced over eastern and central parts of the country from today. In some parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi, till Tuesday, the heat wave conditions are likely to abate after Tuesday. On the other hand, in the southern parts of the country, isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely to continue till Thursday. Israeli forces have recovered the bodies of 3 hostages from Gaza. Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said the bodies were those of Shani Lok, Amit Buskila and Itzhak Jelarenta. It said they had been murdered on 7th October and their remains were taken back to Gaza. Indian men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will take on Korea's Ming Chi Lu and Tang Kei Wei in semi-finals of Thailand Open Badminton Tournament in Bangkok today. Shetty and Ranki Reddy advanced to semi-finals, defeating Malaysia's Junaidi Arif and Roy King Yap in the quarter-final yesterday. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.